We begin with our invocation, calling on God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit to be with us in our time of worship. We make our beginning in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We do take a time to be honest about ourselves. This sets us up for the reception of Holy Communion, the very gift of Jesus himself, his body and blood. To set us up for that, we confess our sins. As we begin our worship, we start by being honest about ourselves. God gives us people who care for us. First responders, military personnel, service personnel, teachers, doctors, and nurses are some of those important people, and there are more. During this time of silence, we think about the times that we have been angry or disrespectful towards those people that God has given to care for us. We take a moment for personal reflection. We confess our sins. Lord, we need your mercy. You have asked us to show honor to those who have cared for us. Too often we have simply forgotten to say thank you or show any kind of appreciation. You have asked us to obey those who have been placed in authority. Too often we have begrudged those in authority and paid them little respect. You want us to cherish those people who care for us. We have failed to even do this. Make us new today to appreciate more those you have given to us. Lord, we need your mercy. Here's the good news for today. God provides for all that we need in this life. This includes the people that do care for us. It also includes the forgiveness that we need to become new and to live for God. Jesus once said, "Whatever sins you forgive on earth will be forgiven in heaven." Receive this forgiveness today, and know that your sins count as no more in God's sight. By the power and authority of Jesus, I forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise for our song of praise.